Okay, everybody gather round. It's time for the Big Ten Hoedown. Kick out your heels, jump up and down. Shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the Big Ten Hoedown, gotta have a collar you can trust.
Oink. Oink.
Oink. Oink to you.
Oink, gentlemen.
Yes. It is time for the pig pen. And here he is.
I don't know what made me.
My pig himself.
I don't know what made me. Actually, I do. Think of this story that I have never told on the air. I think it was Cheap Trick was on the concert calendar or something.
Yeah, last week.
And I told you guys, I go, man, one of these days I'll tell you about the time that I went to Cheap Trick and ran out of gas. There's so much to this story. So in 1987, the triple bill of, I think it was Cheap Trick, Poison, and Rat.
Oh, dear God.
Wasn't Aerosmith. Came to Reunion Arena. I was about 19 years old. Had a girlfriend that went to Berkner High School. She was a senior.
Mm-hmm.
We got the big plans to, let's go to the show. Got tickets. Broke. You know how you are at 19.
Yeah.
Completely broke. And I had just acquired a certain car. Now, I was known for driving the $500 car. One that, an old beater that you would drive for 6 months to a year. And if you got that out of it, then it was worth it because it was better than a $200 or $300 car payment every
right.
month. And then you just, you know, leave it somewhere or trade it in or sell it or whatever for a few bucks. Well,
Did you ever leave a car somewhere?
I don't know if I have time to get to this, but this car was left somewhere. I acquired for free that year a 1972 four-door Pontiac Le Mans. This thing had like a 450 cubic inch engine. It got about 6 miles per gallon.
Yeah.
It was the most unreliable hunk of crap that you could ever imagine in your life.
But it was free.
And it was free. And my best friend at the time, Dan, who was a fantastic artist, did this incredibly intricate, cool, spray-painted skull and crossbones on the hood of the car with blue and black flames that went down all the way down each side of the car.
And you allowed him to do that?
I encouraged it. I asked him to do it.
You're driving around a car that begs to be pulled over.
Pretty much. And I probably had like a pot leaf sticker in the back glass as well.
God.
So I pick up my lady friend and we drive down to Reunion Arena to go see Cheap Trick, Rat, and Poison. We roll up into, you remember the old Reunion Arena parking garage where you had to go up this kind of a two-lane ramp and it would filter in to the actual where you parked.
Yeah.
And then you take an elevator down or stairs down and then you access the arena itself.
Mm-hmm.
We got all the way to the top of that ramp to where you're about to turn in and they made it like two lanes so, you know, two lanes of traffic could go in, and then when the concert would be over, those would serve as exit ramps. Get all the way to the top where it's about to bend. The Le Mans runs out of gas.
Oh, this wasn't even mechanical? You just didn't have any gas?
Or so I thought.
Okay.
It died. It completely died, and it wouldn't start, and I didn't have a sending unit in the thing, so the gas gauge didn't work. So you just always kind of guessed when you needed gas. So what do? I won't turn over. I give up, I guess. Well, I guess it just ran out of gas.
With your girlfriend.
With my girlfriend in the summer at night. And we just say, you know what? I'm leaving it here. There's nothing I can do. Meanwhile, there are two lanes of traffic now having to commit to one lane to get into the concert. We're walking against traffic, leaving the Pontiac Le Mans with its flashers on. Sitting there clogging up the entire concert's traffic that are trying to access that garage.
And you didn't care?
I figured, well, what's the word? This car didn't cost me anything. If it gets stolen or gets towed, I'll just get a ride home from somebody. I'm sure I'll run into somebody that I'll know at this concert and just get a ride home. So I'm like, you know, forget it. But man, the middle fingers and curses that we're getting as we're walking. And this is like supposed to be a nice date.
What are you wearing? Do you remember?
Probably the same thing I'm wearing now. Probably looked exactly the same. So anyway,
not the F pants.
No. So we walk down and we find some friends tailgating and whatnot, what you would often do before shows back then, and proceed to drink some punch because we're underage.
Yeah.
You know, you can't buy drinks inside, so we drink a ton of this crap.
Punch.
Or something. I don't know. Just whatever somebody had.
Right.
Something with Everclear or vodka in it.
Right.
And I wasn't a big drinker, but I was that night. And I commenced to go into the show sitting with my beautiful girlfriend, Katie. And I'm watching Poison, and they suck. And I wanted to see Rat, okay?
Of course, they were
in the second band. And then Cheap Trick headlined. I didn't really care much about them. And I start feeling real bad. Because not only did I drink about a half a gallon of vodka in the parking lot, I smoked about three hits off a joint that a guy handed me when we found our seats. And I start spinning. I feel queasy. I feel like I'm going to pass out, but I feel like I'm going to throw up. And she's trying to help me. I end up going out into the concourse and vomiting vodka punch into a water fountain.
Oh.
I couldn't make it to the bathroom. I was so sick.
When you gotta go.
With your car.
Uh-huh.
Skull and crossbones and blue flames.
Yes. Sitting there blocking
a parking entrance.
Yes, to Reunion Arena. It doesn't end there. I go back, and I'm feeling so bad that I sit down in one of the chairs, and I sleep all through Rat. God. I wake up at the beginning of Cheap Trick. She's like, can we just go? Because we didn't really care about Cheap Trick anyway.
Yeah.
So I missed the show that I wanted to see. So I'm like, yeah. And by that time, I'd slept for like an hour.
Yeah, you felt pretty good.
I felt really good. Yeah. I'd sobered up. I didn't feel sick in my stomach anymore. I was kind of hungry. Could have gone for something to eat. It's like, well, let's go figure something out. I mean, let's go see if... I was just curious. I wanted to see if the car was still there. We walk back out there. So the concert's not over. So there's no traffic. People are sticking around.
Right.
And I'll be damned if we don't walk. And I look around and I look up that street. And there's that damn Le Mans sitting there. Nobody towed it with the flashers on. And I'm thinking, I mean, let's give it a shot. We walk all the way up there. I get in the car. She gets in. I turn the key. It started right up.
You are kidding.
No. I don't know what happened, but it started right up. We turned around, went all the way back to Richardson, where I lived at the time. And she, I don't think she talked to me for like 2 weeks. But that same car, and I'll wrap this up, because I could do a whole segment on terrible cars that I've owned. I used that car to deliver pizzas, which I probably ended up owing money. It cost me money because the gas, the mileage was so terrible. But one time, I drove up in front of a customer's house, brought them their pizza, came back, and the engine was on fire. So I pop the hood, and I'm running up, grabbing dirt out of their flower beds to throw on the carburetor to put the fire out. And it did, okay? So I walk to a payphone, call somebody to come get me. I leave the car in front of their house, go back to the store, whatever, get a ride home. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to probably should go check on that car. And it had dirt all on the carburetor, everything. Went back, got in, said, what the hell? Started right up. It caught on fire two more times after that. I finally ditched that car because the transmission went out and it only had one gear and reverse, and I was driving it to work, and the forward gear finally dropped. So I drove it backwards for about a 3/4 mile through a neighborhood.
What's wrong with you?
And left it in front of somebody's house.
You're backing up 3/4 mile through a neighborhood.
Yeah, through a neighborhood, just so I could get as close as possible to work without having to get back on Beltline going backwards.
Did it ever catch on fire while you were driving, or was it always stationary?
It was, because I always leave the car running on pizza runs. And for some reason, it caught on fire like two more times.
It's like the Spinal Tap drummer, you know?
Yes, it just would spontaneously combust. So I finally left it at somebody's house, and I never saw it again.
You poked it with a stick and went home.
Pretty much. Walked the rest of the way to work, and that was the end of the 1972 Pontiac Le Mans.
Did you own the car?
And that poor girl's worst date ever.
Did you actually own... Did they ever contact you about the car getting towed or anything?
We're late. The car was given to me by a coworker because it... was her grandmother's car, and she said, look, this car, it hadn't run in years. If you can get this thing started, she'll give it to you. So I went over and...
So you never exchanged titles?
Never exchanged titles. So about 3 months later, I get a phone call from this girl that gave me the car and said, hey, whatever happened to that Le Mans? I go, why? Well, they've been calling my grandma. It's been at the pound for 3 months, and like the bill on it's like $6,000. And I said, I don't know what to tell you.
I will keep the car.
I left it somewhere. I would just let them keep the car. She's like, oh, we are. But I just thought it was funny and was just curious whatever happened to it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's the story of the...
We need photos of that.
The Pontiac Le Mans and my night at Rat.
Damn.
True story. 100%.
All right. That is the Pig Pen. Up next, back into the Zeke Imbroglio.